Hey, it's Skippy with The Morning After, Monday through Friday on New Rock 104.1 from 6 to 10. Right now, you're about to embark on a journey back in time to some of the moments this week we feel like sharing with you one more time. Be sure to follow us online, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, too. You can look for Shut Up Skippy. Here's hoping this stuff is good for a second go-round. Enjoy. Rock 104.1. We're on Instagram Live this morning. You can find us. Good morning to Bailey and Jessica that are listening. We were just getting a video of our Naruto runners out at the mall.
The video is like a 95%, whereas Failian's bit was like a 77%.
I just saw a video of a guy saving a sloth recently because it was trying to cross the road and would have taken a year. That's kind of what that reminds me of. It was super cute.
Wasn't even running. He was just ooh.
Good job to Jesus earning his tickets to the Hell Omega Tour. We're running so late today, but that's their fault. It is time for...
I'm going to count down from three. Okay. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na nerd news. Let's go. Okay, so not too many stories this week, but I will start off by saying, you know those Funko Pop figures?
Yeah.
There's a Bill Nye Science Guy that just dropped. It's rather hot right now.
Oh, I would get in on that action.
It's super cute. It's a little Bill Nye. Yeah, yeah. Everyone's buying it right now, so it's like the Beanie Baby craze. If you can get your hands on one.
I like that it's a science guy that's the thing. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Sean Bean, Game of Thrones star. Sean Bean.
He's the guy that always dies whenever he's cast.
He is refusing to take roles now where his character dies after being killed off. I think it was in the 20s. It was like 26 or 27 times he's been killed off.
You know what? Good for him. He's done enough dying.
No, and you know what? He did the voiceover for Civ 6, and he did a fantastic job.
And you know what, too? He deserves some of that extra Game of Thrones money.
Oh, I'm sure he got some of that Game of Thrones
money. I don't know. He was only in one season.
I would have argued, I would have been like, look, I'll do this role, but every single time they say Ned Stark,
I get a paycheck,
and he would have got lots of paychecks.
Okay, good choice.
New Terminator game is announced. It's called Terminator Resistance. Movie property and movie licensed video games are a crapshoot. You don't know whether it's going to be good or bad. We'll wait on that.
We'll see. We'll get back to you on that one.
Yeah, we'll get back to you on that one. The director of It is planning a 7-hour supercut of both films to be released.
Oh, wow. So like it all runs together.
Stephen King style, nice and fat.
Just okay.
Big old chunky blah, right? So 7-hour supercut. That could be cool, I guess. I'm still never going to watch it. NBC announces a new Battlestar Galactica series. Pass. Guillermo del Toro.
I can't say Naruto run, but I can say that one.
I get screwed up with Guillermo. So Guillermo del Toro, he had plans for a Pacific Rim sequel. So Pacific Rim was like, it was a moderate success and kind of had a cult following for kaiju, big robot, monster film-ish type stuff, right? Okay. It had a cult following. The second one with John Boyega was not good. It was very, very bad. And his original plan was to do a prequel, and some people are trying to push this through right now to see if they can't get it out there. So,
all right, so we'll see.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Star Wars, the streaming service, the Disney Plus streaming service that's going to be coming, there's a rumor that there's going to be a series with good old Dani herself from Game of Thrones.
Oh, interesting.
Well, because she was in Solo. She plays Kira. And it's said to be kind of like a spinoff with her, Darth Maul, the Crimson Dawn like crime syndicate that he was the lead of, that like she kind of was a part of, like whatever. Anyways, they're saying that they might be elaborating on that, maybe doing a streaming service for that, and that's a show I would watch actually.
Okay, so the movie I will watch is Last Christmas that she's going to be in, where she dresses a little like Buddy the Elf.
No, yeah,
that one looks good.
It seems like it's a rom com. You know, I like rom coms. The Russo brothers slamming Sony for ending the Spider-Man deal with Disney. And that's because that Spider-Man has been kind of like a very important piece of the puzzle for a lot of like big Marvel grand story get togethers like that Secret War. Secret Wars 1. I don't know so much about 2, but the original Secret Wars.
I just think that there's a price tag. We will see the price tag.
But see, if they're going to set up Secret Wars, which would be smart for them to do, that would be...
Which they were kind of doing.
I thought that's where they wanted to go. They straight up said in an interview that's what they wanted to do, which is like the next big, huge Marvel crossover kind of a thing. Kind of on the same scale of, you know, the Infinity Saga.
Right.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Like you said, money wins. And finally, Iron Man is reportedly returning in a surprise kind of role. So
I wonder if this is because
the
Spider-Man thing.
The
no?
story goes is that Tony Stark, a la Robert Downey Jr., will be in one more MCU film as Iron Man.
Like
because,
back in time?
Well, yeah, because the Black Widow movie is a prequel.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's like it takes place, the timeline, it takes place before everything else.
Okay, that makes
sense. All right. So that's the word, that's the nerd
So that has been?
Na-na-na-na-na-na Naruto Run Nerd News!
New Rock 104.1. This is the Morning After on New Rock 104.1. My favorite right now is watching the Instagram live feed with everybody trying to spell out how to say Naruto.
Naruto.
I never learned how to do the phonetic reading of things. I skipped that grade. So I really struggle. And so I just usually skip the words and I can't say Naruto. Did I say it?
You did it.
Okay.
Yeah, see, right. Like, you'll get it. You'll get it.
Oh, by the way, congratulations to our winner, Jesus. We just played Green Day. He's going to be seeing them because he did his sweet running this morning. First time in 19 years. Green Day will do that to you. And he's going to go check it out. And we were off the air. We were trying to get everything figured out for his winner information, and failed at that.
Yes.
But Jesus coming through on the Instagram live and says, don't worry, I gave it to him.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, I'm the Naruto champion.
I like it. It was not so much a run as it was a power walk, but I you know, it's a Naruto power walk.
Right, and that's what you do at the mall.
Yeah, it is.
In the morning.
You
that
briskly walk.
There are mall walkers. I'm a big fan of people getting their exercise. And then there's also all these people in line for the Apple iPhone today.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just kind of low-key faking them out like they were running past the line to the front. It was pretty funny. All right, so anyway, good morning. It's time for...
Oh, talk about people that are so great. This is Waste of Space and Age Struggle Bus Edition.
Dude, we're all on the Struggle Bus today.
Oh, no, don't worry. But hey, you know what?
It's about to get even
better. We're still doing it. You know who's really on the Struggle Bus? Tekashi 6ix9ine took the
he
sting.
He was in the trending topics yesterday.
Oh, yeah. He loose lips, sink ships. So he was on the dais or the stand in court, and he was basically just ratting on everyone, which is, you know, that's what you do in court, I guess, if you're a criminal, whatever. And he was talking about people. See, the little tidbits of information here and there, he talked about how he was kidnapped and how he lied about a couple aspects of that because there's actually a video of it.
Uh-huh.
All right. There's a dash cam of it. But he's talking about current gang members that are affiliated with his gang that he was in, the Trey Nine Bloods, I guess.
Okay.
And Cardi B's one of them. And then Cardi B admitted to it. So that was very interesting. You know, role models.
Oh, wow. Lots of things happen.
I make money moves. Doug Bounty Hunter believes that he was hospitalized from a broken heart or possible congestional heart.
He
ran 4 miles. His quote was, I ran 4 miles, not a big workout, and then I got a big pain in my chest. And I'm like, 4 miles is not a big workout, and you're like 70, dog. I'm like, what? Me walking a mile sucks. What are you talking about, man? Take it easy. I'd die if I ran 2 miles. I'd die.
True.
I mean, that's just... Anyways, Moon Zappa, the daughter of Frank Zappa, is getting, I guess, death threats from a fanatic fan who has been decoding her dad's lyrics.
Oh, dear.
So I hope that turns out a little bit better for her.
Yeah.
Little person porn star Bridget Powers, who goes by Bridget the Midget in her movies, which...
Oh, we've...
We met Bridget.
Met her once.
Yeah,
she did the event, and...
Yeah.
I was like, why are you crying?
Yeah, I ran a booth with her once.
Okay.
She stabbed her boyfriend in the leg.
Dude, you and I have ties to her and Stormy Daniels.
Wait, really?
Or I don't know if you were at the event where I was at, where she was at with the station stuff too, way back in the day.
No.
Not this station.
Uh-uh.
Oh, those days. Uh-uh. Anyway, she stabbed her boyfriend.
She stabbed her boyfriend in the leg. They got in the spat.
You can't do that.
Well, but she's perfect.
Drew.
Right? She's just right there, you know.
Stop.
I'm saying Oh, no, no, no. You misunderstood what I said. What I'm saying is that it's not appropriate and she should not be stabbing your boyfriend in the leg.
Or anywhere else.
Or anywhere.
That she can reach.
Yes. But there are certain things that happen when you date porn stars. That may be one of them.
That was like 10 years ago that all that stuff. She's still doing that porn stuff?
I guess.
Okay.
Got to make money. Nike drops Antonio Brown amid rape allegations. His shoes gone from the stores.
Interesting.
Yeah. What I find very interesting about it was a one-year, $15 million deal with the Patriots that he recently signed. But I don't know if this is due to the last one that happened or a new one. It was kind of unclear in the... Okay, no. It's the previous rape allegations that came out. So Nike dropped them immediately, even though that lawsuit was dismissed.
Okay, but then another one came?
It's just that lawsuit. And I know the only thing that like Nike collectors heard were like, they're discontinued now. They're like, what? They're worth like $5,000.
And now they're going to go buy all of them.
Yeah. Aaron Carter gave up his assault rifles a few days ago because his brother, who is the, there's Aaron Carter and Nick Carter.
Yeah.
And Nick Carter has a restraining order against him. In terms of the restraining order is that he has to give up his weapons. Yeah. So he has officially given him in. He's going.
That's a family that's struggling.
Yes. Saved by the Bell apparently is attempted to getting rebooted.
Stop. Don't.
Yeah, please don't.
That's just creepy if that many old people are hanging out of high school.
Yeah. And Mark Paul Gosselaar is like the holdout.
Who's he?
Zach Morris.
Because he's busy doing what?
Huh?
Because he's busy doing what?
Mixed-ish is the next show that he's going to be on.
I don't know what that is. Okay.
Well, there's Black-ish, which is a really good show. And then there's like a spinoff, which I don't know if it's going to be as good, but it's called Mixed-ish, which is about Rainbow, the mom's young life when she was a kid growing up. And he plays her father.
Okay.
A woman is suing Chris Brown over really gross eye injuries from a photo shoot that they were doing where fake blood was involved. It's kind of gross, dude. I don't even want to show you the picture. And last but not least, Dennis Rodman says that Madonna offered him $20 million for him to knock her up with the baby. This is back in the day at the height of Dennis Rodman's success. Let me just say this. He said he turned her down. What the hell?
This might be the one thing I agree with on Dennis Rodman.
I would give you a baby for $50,000.
Even if it was Madonna?
Yes! Here's my child, Madonna. $50,000. Go ahead. Raise the Kabbalah or whatever you're into. Go ahead. Here's baby. $50,000.
You had to watch your million? Kids for 5 minutes yesterday and you were having a rough go.
$20 million?
That has been...
Take the money, dude. That's why I'm renaming this whole entire bit. Take the money, dude. Waste of space.
Drew adding his name to the list after that statement. It's New Rock 104.1. It's the morning after on New Rock 104.1. Good morning, Skip here. Drew over there. What's Phileas Naruto runner name?
Oh, man. Phileas-san?
Phileas-chan? Phileas-chan.
I don't know.
Phileas-chan.
Can I just make the recommendation? And you can see the outfit he's wearing because we did the run this morning. Can you just wear this the rest of the day everywhere today?
I intended to.
And if anybody high fives you or gives you like some love, try and take a picture with them.
I just really love the fact that he's actually wearing a Naruto jacket that he bought prior to this bit even being a thing.
He, quote, bought it because he wanted to have anime workout clothing. Well, it does show off your arms, dude.
Thank you. I've been back on the bulk a little bit. Yeah. No big deal.
Actually, somebody messaged me. The girl that did the pizza delivery. Uh-huh. Do you remember her? She was like really good at Phileas' job. That one.
Yeah,
she was.
She said she's been seeing Phileas at the gym, and she said, "Who was he there trying to bulk up for and impress?"
Ooh.
Myself.
That's good. You know what? Because when you love yourself, you can love someone else in a healthy way.
Yeah. Sure. Words.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, cool.
All right. So anyway, please wear that outfit the rest of the day. Speaking of staying in character, congratulations to our winner yesterday. She sent us a ton of pictures.
Yeah.
Went out with her hella mega hair, rocked it all day
long.
I saw got
that.
Those
the,
hella mega
the troll hair.
Yes.
Yeah, she did it.
Fantastic. Those pictures are up. And so far, her family is still claiming her, but that is questionable.
I love the text and interspersed in all of them of her kids saying that she's walking home. Don't
bother.
Oh,
I forgot to post that one up. But
and she's like, huh? Says who? Says me. See you at 3:30.
I think our listeners might be the best texters. We had those texts yesterday, and then Winter Jesus' text trying to get the bit. Do I have to be naked? Because I will.
Because I will.
We're
do
like,
that.
No, don't do that.
Please,
okay.
Please don't.
All right, so it is time for Failiot's bit, which is...
There's some people you should get to know. This is best of show with Naruto.
With Failiot Jutsu.
So, small story, but I've hit me right in the feely feels, so... Are you guys afraid of flying by chance?
Is that like, dude, I am. So much, and I have to fly in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I just saw that thing about Delta Airlines, and it went down like 30,000 feet or something because there was a pressurization issue.
Yeah, I'm convinced if I ever get on a plane anywhere, I'm just going to have to go ahead and relapse it up. So, off and do some riding.
So just think about the first time you ever went on a flight, but you were also born deaf.
No, okay.
And you were... 16 years old.
Okay,
so this
girl, is all bad.
16-year-old Ashley, she had a flight from her hometown Baltimore to Rochester, New York, but and she also had a layover flight from JFK to Rochester. So she had two flights, never been on a plane in her life, and she's flying alone.
Okay.
The flight attendant noticed this, a Delta flight attendant noticed this, and gave her a handwritten note on if she ever needed any help, how the flight's going to go, where she needs to go after, and even volunteered to take her to her next flight.
Oh, it's so sweet.
After her flight.
You know, and that's one thing, like, everyone's always complaining about, oh, you use phones and screen time, right? And I know that was a handwritten note.
Yeah.
But think about, like, how much that could actually potentially help out if someone just simply is hearing impaired and you are trying to convey something to them, just simply being able to text them information and stuff like that. Like, that's going the extra step. You know?
Yeah, and I feel like a handwritten note means twice as much as like a text. Or...
Oh, I'm a huge fan of handwritten notes. And yeah. Actually, I want to bring up just airlines in general because they do get a lot of flack and there are a lot of things that go wrong with them. And that news was scary that came out recently. But I've been following, there have been a lot of posts lately about airline staff going above and beyond and the people in the area around it, mm-hmm. in these planes to help out kids on the autism spectrum, like kids that are having a hard time, that can't stay seated, that are having issues with sensory overload in these planes, that, you know, there was a picture of like they just let the kid lay in the aisle. That kid's not being a brat. That kid is having a sensory meltdown and needs a moment. And like people have been really cool about it. Staff's been really cool about it. We've been seeing more and more of these stories.
Yeah, and they've
so
been
really
trying
awesome.
To work more on helping kids with like you said, autism, or who are struggling with deaf or hearing problems.
Right. So this is some good news, Failiot. Good job.
Yeah. So Ashley and the nameless flight attendant who wouldn't go in my sources, you two are best of show with Naruto.
Special mention to the flight attendant that cut me off at 5.5 beers when I was going to Hawaii because I was already drunk before I got on the plane. You're the real MVP because I would have got arrested.
To Rock 104.1. Way to make it
cuffs.
Way to make it about you, Drew.
I'm just saying. No, I made it about her. She can't be out of jail.
So, like...